From the studios of the Phil Henry Show, this is Chris Norton's Splodes Show, Norton Splodes. My name is Chris Norton, and it's going to be a mellow, hour, do a mellow hour of talking about your sexuality. And I know that Phil has another show about sex that I was listening to driving over, and it's August Selson. I don't know what that dude's trip is. It's definitely, the guy wakes up next to a can of tuna. I can definitely assure you the fact that I don't wake up next to no tuna. I wake up next to USDA Prime beef. Beef. I was going to say pork. Anyway, welcome to the Chris Norton Show. It's not really, it's the Phil Henry Show, and my name is Chris Norton. And to give you a little background, if you've not heard of me, or you've not been to the Rusty Pelican in Hermosa Beach, there was a Rusty Pelican in Newport Beach, also Josh Locum's. I'm generally at the bar at either one of those two bars until 10:30, 11 on a work night, and the weekends I'm generally there till midnight. I never stay more than midnight, because by midnight I've made my selection, and I'll get into what I mean by that. To find me at either the Rusty Pelican in Hermosa Beach or the Josh Locum in Newport Beach, go to the bar there and then look. I will be at stool one. There is a rope that separates me from the other people in the bar, and also from the women who will want to come over and offer sex to me immediately. Okay. And I know a lot of people are asking right now, what are you saying? It's not usually the experience of a lot of dudes that are, listening to me right now. It's not usually your experience that you'll walk into a bar and all of a sudden, five, six chicks come over and want to just start, getting in line for, a little, bedtime with Chris. So I want to explain about me and explain about what I'm all about. I am 28 years old. I am a telemarketer for a pharmaceutical company in Hermosa Beach. I'm very good at telemarketing because I'm able to get, mostly if there's a female that answers, it's solid. I've made a sale even before, I've even said hello, just about, but not totally. But my interests, and I'm very interested in adult film and directing, producing, and of course starring. And I have just completed my first, I've not completed, but I've begun principal photography on my first major adult feature called Norton Mountain. We've had to retitle it because my stage name is Res Reed, or is that Res Rod? Sorry, my stage name is Res Rod. It was going to be there was consideration for it to be Reed Fless, no flat. We had an idea. I'm a little bit nervous, and I usually don't admit to that because, well, I'm never nervous when it comes to, showing the ladies a good time, and I'm never nervous when it comes to, when it comes to that critical moment of sex. I'm ready, because you have to be. I think a lot of guys get nervous. A lot of guys walk up to the edge with a very, very hot lady, but they're not willing to jump because they've got a case of they have a lot of anxiety. And anxiety is, if you're anxious and you have anxiety, you're never really going to perform in the sex act. And fortunately for me, I don't get anxiety. It doesn't happen to me. But I do get nervous a little bit being here on a podcast. So as I was saying And also, I want to introduce later on Bob Meat, who's one of the stars of Norton Mountain. Now we're gonna have a change. We're gonna have to change it to probably Rod. You know, Rod Mountain. Someone said Rod Mountain, and I said, well, it sort of defeats the purpose. You know, let's just go ahead and take my name, which is Res Rod, my stage name, and let's call it the Rod, or we can call it, you know, Climb a Rod, or I don't know, lightning rod, something like that. We may do a Twitter contest, okay? We may do a Twitter contest where I'll ask you, and you know, all I can ask of you is that you give me your opinion, and we can give away a prize. I don't know what it'd be. Maybe probably free tickets to the premiere of, you know, Rod Mountain, or some other, you know, maybe a date with me. If you have your old lady or your girlfriend, I should say, or you are a girlfriend, or I don't usually like to go out with women that don't have a man, because it kind of makes me look bad, like I'm doing a mercy date. And while there's nothing wrong with that, that doesn't really add anything to my reputation with the ladies, and my reputation as a cess, you know, guy. So that's all I'm saying here on Chris Norton's show, here on the Phil Henry Show. I guess that's sort of a redundancy, but, you know. Okay, so we'll be right back on Phil Henry Podcast. I'm Chris Norton of Norton Explodes Entertainment, and the new film that what's coming out called Rod Mountain, or Ride the Rod. We've had to change the name. We'll tell you about it. Chris Norton's Rod Mountain, brought to you by Chris Norton's Rod Mountain movie. What's that about, man? I came up with a name. No, well, that's not the name of my show. It's the name of the movie. And that's not even the name of the movie. Chris Norton's Rod Mountain. That guy who just came in, or do you work for Phil?
No.
Where'd you come from?
Door was open. I thought I'd just walk in.
Okay, you can leave now, man. God damn, man. Rod Mountain is a film about a dude who is on top of Rod Mountain. And the women try to climb Rod Mountain. They say don't go up. It's based on an old... I'm so sorry that I even base it on Wolverton Mountain, because no one knows what that is. And it's beyond... It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore. But basically, you know, I play, you know, Res Rod, and I live atop, you know, Rod Mountain. And women try to make their way up Rod Mountain, but the birds and the bees and the bears and the fosses will all, you know, it's almost like a Disney thing, you know, combined with a cess film. And I'm not trying to, you know, mess up Disney, because I know that's for kids and everything, but if you could imagine, like, the birds, bees, the fosses, the bear, and in our movie, of course, spelled B-A-R-E, you know, hey, look down there, there's some bear. And the dudes are up, and we're up in the cabin, you know, in a hot tub, and everybody's expecting to look down a hill and see this bear butt, and it's actually a fur, you know, the creature. So, anyway, the women are trying to come up Rod Mountain, but the fosses and the bears and the bears, the fosses, the bees, the bats. All the animals have to start with the letter B, by the way. The only one that doesn't is a foss, because fosses are just cute and, you know, they're fantastic. But we're looking for animals. Man, it's kind of dusty in here, and I notice Mr. Henry his TriCaster is almost going to explode because it's overheating. If this explodes and I get exploded on, what do I get, any compensation?
Probably a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Are you Bud Dickman?
No, all those guys are not here. We're just the maintenance.
You guys are janitors?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if this explodes...
It won't explode.
But if it does, I'm saying you need to call Mr. Henry.
Yeah.
So I don't think it will explode, neither. Rod Mountain is about me living on a rod on top of a mountain called Raw Mountain, and the women come up and they try to make their way up to, you know, climb it. And the burrs, bees, fosses, bats, bears, bees, badgers, bang, you know, anything that starts with, what lives on a mountain that starts with a bee.
See a badger?
Are you one of the janitors too?
Yeah, we're just sweeping up.
Yeah, badger, a baboon.
That's good.
Baboons, although baboons don't live on, not the mountains I'm talking about, but so they come up and they tell Chris, you know, like he'll be in the hot tub or probably watching an adult film and, you know, doing a stroke or two, getting a stroke in, and there's, you know, and he goes the door, and there, you know, it's very Fantasia like. He goes the door. Hello. And there's a badger there, or one of the, and a fox, let's say a fox is there, and the fox goes, yeah, what's up? And I'm like, yeah, what's up, Mr. Fox? And he says, there's a woman coming up, you know, Rod Mountain to climb it. And I'll say, okay, is hanky, give it to me on the hanky scale. And he'll say, she's, you know, she's fine. She's sweet, or, you know, it's hanky factor 4. And that's where I make my decision. Okay, and sort of, you know, meet out just to see, you know, where they're at, and then what I do, and then some other stuff happens that, you know, we're still writing it as we're shooting it. So I hope you'll enjoy it. We will be giving away tickets to see Rod Mountain, which will be coming up pretty soon. You know, I mean, not pretty soon or anything, but it'll be when it's released. It should be done by the end of the year, you know. Bob Meat is one of the stars of Rod Mountain, and Bob's on the line here from his home in Redondo Beach. What's up, man?
How you doing? Fantastic, Prince.
Hey, Bob, you're one of the legendary adult actors and everything. It's pretty special to have you in, you know, in Rod Mountain. I just want to say thank you.
Hey, you know what? I'm happy to do it, and I'm hoping you can return a favor someday when I start to direct my own films.
Hey, you just say the word, Bob, and I'm there, you know. But you have worked with some of the legendary, you know, adult actresses, Candy Mandy, Wanda Booberden, and not only Wanda Booberden, but her, you know, lately she's been in some really hot lesbian scenes with Cynthia Boobman.
Yeah, well, they're called the Boob Sisters.
Right. And you've been not only with her, but also Steve Bang and a lot of them. What's it like to have been now in your 33rd year of being a porn legend?
Well, it's great. I'd like to stop working eventually and go into producing. I'm 55 now, and that's a little old for an adult film actor, especially when the older you get, you know, the harder it is to perform in some ways, even though we do have things like Viagra and Keolis and those kinds of drugs.
Right.
But it would be nice to just not be told to get up and go and have sex with some chick. I'd like to sleep in and have a sandwich and, you know, live my life like a normal guy.
Are you married?
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 30 years. And
so you've been married throughout your entire adult film career.
Yeah. And it's great to me. I love being married because I'm a very traditional guy in that way.
Well, what do you say to people when they say, how can you be married and do adult films?
Well, it's one of those dumb questions, you know, that get asked every now and again.
You think it's a dumb question?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, if you love a woman and you're loyal to her and you're faithful to her, and I am. What I consider going off to do a porn shoot, that's work. That's not being unfaithful, because the women on the set that I'm having sex with are no more to me than just, they're sort of like flesh robots that I...
Now, we always say, what do you mean, flesh robots? What does that mean?
Well, they're not really human because we're on the screen, we're not real. On the screen, we're celluloid. And on the set, there are actors and actresses that are not who they are. And so when you have something there that isn't what it is off the stage, it's just a mechanical, it's a flesh robot. And someone asked me, have you had sex with any woman other than your wife? And I've said, never. My wife, I was a virgin when I married my wife, other than the adult films that I'd done. And so...
So you think you've never had sex...
No, I don't think. I know that...
All right, you've never had sex with any woman other than your own wife, but you have had sex with flesh robots.
Well, I don't even call it sex, Chris, because you can only have sex with a human woman. I mean, really. And you can't have sex with a robot. It's impossible. You can simulate it, but you're not going to be able to do that, really.
Well, what would happen if you had an actress on stage, on a soundstage, right, and you had sex with her,
right,
and for whatever reason, you know, she thought she was protected, she went, and she has a baby.
Well, okay, that happened to me once. That happened in...
It did.
Oh, yeah, it happened in the early 90s. I was working with Wanda Boopman, and she got pregnant. And she said, you're the... I said, Wanda, I've told you, you're a flesh robot on a stage. And she goes, well, what have I got now? I said, that is a robot... That's a robot baby. And I said to her, as such, she said, and this got very contentious. She said, you can't pull that S-H-I-T on me. You owe me child support. I said, I tell you what I will pay you for. I'll pay you for robot maintenance. But I'm not paying no child support. And I did that for a reason. Because if I actually wrote down child support on the check, she'd have me. She could take me into court. And all kinds of things would transpire. But an agreement between us for robot maintenance, and it's all good.
Well, that's unusual. I'm talking here on Chris Norton's show, here on the Phil Henry Show, with Bob Meat.
How can it be the Chris Norton Show on the Phil Henry Show?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I mean, I'm filling in for Phil Henry on today.
Oh, okay. So you're Chris Norton filling in for Phil Henry?
Right, yeah.
Well, wait, it's not the Chris Norton Show, then.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, in my mind, it is.
Okay, knock yourself out.
Hey, what was it like working with Wanda Boobman and Cynthia Booberton?
Well, they're professionals all the way, and they never miss a beat. They're on set. We do the sex scene. They are able to transition from human to flesh robot right there on the stage, and we do it. We get it done. Where, you know, nobody makes any faces, nobody grimaces, no one holds their nose. None of the things that you see a lot of other actors do. We get in there. We, you know, we try as hard as we can, and I mean, we really put our heart and soul into looking like we're enjoying it. And we go from there.
So you've been doing adult films so long and having, as you say, you know, having on-screen sass with flesh robots. And now you have a robot. I mean, what do you say that...
It's a robot. It's a robot baby that I help maintain. But is it my son? No, I don't consider it that way because it was born as the result of a robotic interaction, my interaction with a robot.
Well, but okay. Here's the thing. But
slow down. You'll get it.
All right. How can a man? You just said that a robot can't. You can't have sex with a robot because it's a robot, and yet that robot had a robot baby.
Right. Not a human baby. That's the, a human can't have sex with a flesh robot and have a human kid. You'll have a robot. So that's what I've got.
Okay, that's interesting, I'll tell you that.
You better, yeah, it's interesting. I worked overtime. I had to lead my attorney by the nose and say, look, here's what you say when you go into the courtroom. And, of course, he didn't want to have anything to do with it. I said, look, pal, who's paying you? Here's the argument. Go with this, and the judge will go along with it.
We're talking to Steve Meat. Steve is one of the stars of Rod Mountain, except in my movie, Steve, you do not have sass, right?
No, I don't.
Can you describe a little bit the character that you play?
Well, I like the character that you wrote for me, Chris. It's a good one. I play a sort of a minstrel or one of the fates in Greek mythology, or, you know, where they sing along and tell you the tale. And I'm there, and I wear a straw hat, and I've got overalls that are cut short. So my coxman instrument is sort of hanging out of the overalls.
Right, right. You're not wearing no underwear, and it's dangling.
Right. And I got a banjo, and I sing. And so it'll, like, one of them says, and so Rex Rod. And so Rex Rod's on the rod, Rod Mountain. And then that blends into another scene. And then another scene was, and she came up the hill for the rod, to ride the rod she would. And then it blends into another scene, see? And then we have the Melania Trump lookalike.
Now that's a pivotal moment in Rod Mountain.
Yeah. And I sing, now comes the first lady up the hill to Rod Mountain, something like that. I haven't written it yet. And you guys haven't shot it yet.
Well, you know what? We're still, the jury's still out on that. A lot of people feel it would be disrespectful.
Well, I kind of think it would be, so.
All right. So maybe we won't do that. Maybe someone is equally hot, you know. Somebody said, what about Jackie Onassis? And I said, she's, like, not alive? God.
Yeah, that's real weird. I mean, yeah, while we're on the subject, what about Dolly Madison? I mean, I heard she had a great pair on her. Not a great pair, but a good pair. Almost no ass at all. That bothered me.
Yeah. On the line with us here is Bob Meat, one of the stars of Rod Mountain. We're talking a little bit about it. And we can also take some phone calls if you want here on Rod Mountain, here on Chris Rod. God, I'm so confused.
Your name is Chris Norton.
Yeah, I'm Chris Norton. And with me is my very good friend, Bob Meat. What we're talking about here is Rod Mountain. My new film is a forthcoming film. Hopefully, it's going to be coming out by the end of the year. We start principal photography, and, we're hoping for the very best. All right, let's go to a phone call. You know who's on the phone right now? Steve is Frank Ray, who's...
Oh, Frank, yeah.
He's an entertainment attorney. He's also the husband of Margaret Ray, who's a featured player on a Phil Henry show. And let's talk to Frank right now. Frank, sounds like you're out on a golf course.
Yeah, I am, Chris. I'm on the golf course at Rancho Park. Bob, how are you?
I'm real good. Great to talk with you, Mr. Gray.
Last time I talked to Bob, she was entailed in that whole robot baby. But I'm calling...
You did a great job.
Well, let me tell you, I don't like to be hear myself referred to as, I told her what to do.
I suggested the...
You were the attorney, Mr. Gray?
I was the attorney on that. And she says to me, Steve says to me, Bob says to me, why don't you argue this robot baby? And I said, what in Christ are you talking about? I grabbed her by her lapels. She was wearing, you remember what you were wearing?
Yeah, I was wearing one of those seersucker suits.
I grabbed her by the lapel of the seersucker suit. And I said, what in Christ? And she says to me, it's a no-brainer. I had a laugh.
Well, Frank, you said that you were a little bit stuck on this. You said that I was going to have to pay child support. And I said, no, I don't have to, not if it's a robot.
Well, that's asinine, and you know it.
It worked, though.
It did work, and I have to be honest with you. I didn't know whether to celebrate or to recommend the judge for a mental capacity hearing, because for any judge, especially Dale Boxner, a former law partner of mine, the father of three, she's one of the most respected members of the law community in L.A., and she rules in your favor on that one. Man, I thought I was going to just drop a load right there.
Well, you did a great job.
That's wild, Mr. Gray, that you were a part of the legendary Bob Meet Robot Baby decision.
I'm not proud of it, believe you. I'm not proud of it. When the judge said, "You're on," you know, or whatever they say when you win, I said to her, "Are you out of your effing mind?"
Hey, you did. I heard, and I turned to Frank. I said, "Why would you? I'm your client."
But I told her, I said, "You know, you won, but this judge needs to go inside for a full evaluation." And I looked at her and I said, "Dale, you're nuts. Your wife should be informed of this. He needs to be informed immediately."
Right. And that's...
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know whether to congratulate or not, because if you had a baby and...
I didn't have a baby. It was a robot baby.
Can I just interrupt here? If I hear you say robot baby one more time...
Brent, you are the guy...
I hear you say robot baby one more time. All right? That's all she knows how to say.
Well, I thank you anyway.
Shit.
Hey, Frank, as long as I have you on the phone here, you've been an entertainment attorney and everything like that, and you've also been a producer and everything.
You need to take a drink.
Yeah, I do. My mouth is... Hold on. Can you... I mean, this is kind of a radical thing for me to ask you, but...
Go ahead. Ask away.
Well, I want to ask you this. Would you lend your name as executive producer on Rod Mountain?
Well, I'll tell you, Chris, it isn't that I don't appreciate your efforts and that I wouldn't want to executive produce your film, but I have a long-standing reputation in Hollywood for being associated with television and film of a certain type, and I've never done adult films. And for me to get involved in adult films, I would have to take my law practice. I would...
practice?
My practice. Look, meet.
All right.
I would have to take my law practice. I would have to take my wife, Margaret. I would have to take our son, Jason J. Delmonico, and throw them all into a gigantic garbage can. Because that's what they would be worth.
You think it would ruin your career?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. You know, and you know Margaret, he'd go insane. He'd go insane. Jason J. Delmonico, she would never play another down of football. You know how big Jason... You haven't heard, have you?
About what?
How big my son is now.
Talk that big.
Meet, you won the robot baby case. Keep out of this, okay?
What about Jason J.?
Jason J. Delmonico is about 6'5" and weighs around 260.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we've got her earmarked for a professional football career. She's going to be great. I think she'll be a great defensive tackle.
Man, I tell you, that's pretty sweet, you know. And I can only wish you all the best, the very best that you could be wish.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, folks, that is Frank Gray. And, wow, man, Bob... what do you think about that, man? I mean, that's pretty interesting. You knew Jason J. Delmonico as a little tiny kid, right?
Well, I tell you, I saw him when I would go over to law offices. He'd be there with his dad, and you could tell he was going to be a big kid. But I forgot that the kid's grown up now, and to be a pro football player, wow. But, hey, I spent 30 years having sex with flesh robots. Not bad. Not bad at all.
All right, we're talking here with Bob Meet, and we just have Frank Gray on. And my name is Chris Norton, and this is the Chris Norton Show on a Phil Henry Show, as we talk here about, you know, we're just discussing, like, first of all, we're discussing my adult film, which is called Rod Mountain, and Bob is one of the stars of it. Bob plays a minstrel who sings different little songs in between the scenes. And then Frank Gray come on, and I did have the temerity to... How do you like that word, by the way, Bob?
Wow, temerity. Where'd you hear that?
Oh, I heard it my dad used it one time, and I look it up, and it's pretty cool.
What's it mean? Guts?
Yeah, sort of like that, yeah. But for me to ask Mr. Gray if he'd be executive producer.
Well, you know, and I understand his answer. These guys that are out there, and they're what I call guys that are in the legitimate world. The world you and I live in, Chris, it's a world, it's outside the bounds of civilized behavior. We're out in the wild, and that's where we make our living. So I got to understand that.
You think that, would you ever want to be a legitimate actor?
Well, that's been my plan all along. You know, I spent 30 years in films, and someone says to me, well, you know, you got to get experience. I said, experience at what? I've been in front of a camera for 30 years.
Yeah, but it's all been having sex.
Well, okay, so it's been having sex, but, you know, that's performing because I'm having to look like I'm enjoying it. You're telling me that that's not performing?
Well, I sort of know what you mean, yeah, you know, because most of the time, if I'm going to have sex with a woman, she's really the one that is having the fun because she's having sex, you know, with Chris Norton.
Exactly, and any flesh robot that has sex with me is lucky enough to have sex with the legendary Bob Meat. But what do we get out of it? See, that's what I'm saying.
Well.
And that's why I say what we're doing, we're acting, we're performing, we are really, you know, making people believe that what we're doing, the sex that we're having, that we actually enjoy it.
Yeah, but you don't want anyone to think that you're, you know, gay or anything.
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, no, that's got nothing to do with it.
Well, I mean, they're going to say, you mean you don't enjoy it? They're going to probably think you're homosexual. You don't want them to think that.
They're not going to think I'm a homosexual. They're going to think that Bob has had so much robot ass that...
I mean, that's how you look at it, huh? That you've had a lot of robot ass?
Yeah, I mean, how else am I going to look at it? You know, I'm not going to go home at night and look my wife in the eye and say, wow, I had great sex today with a woman, because I didn't. The only woman in my life is my wife. And the sex that I have on screen are with sex robots. Yes, I do get robot ass. But that's not the same.
That's not the same as a human woman.
Exactly. Not the same as human woman or woman human. I guess.
Well, yeah, woman human ass. It's robot ass is not the same.
Yeah, woman human ass, or human woman. I think human woman, that's the best. That's the best.
All right, Bob, hang on the line if you wouldn't mind. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. You're listening to World Famous Phil Henry Show. This is Chris Norton, and I'm also going to have on someone who a lot of people are probably not aware is related to me. It's Jeff Dowder. He's my cousin, and he's sort of on the far edge of the family, way, way out, but we'll talk about, you know, my life as compared to his. And we're always, like, on the phone, and I'm always trying to tell him, you don't understand, man. My life is so much better than yours. He goes, what? You know, the way he talks. And I go, every night I go to the Rusty Pelican, and I'm roped off. And then he just starts laughing at me, so.
The Chris Norton Hour with Chris Norton on the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Norton, and just want you all to know that I really enjoy having you being a part of my life. If you go to Twitter, my handle is Russy Pelican. That's twitter.com/RussyPelican, RussyPelican. How do you spell Pelican? Okay, P-E-L, well, I'll do it all over again. So it's twitter.com/Russy, RussyPelican, PELICAN. And when you do go over there, remember that I need to rename my new movie now, since my stage name is Russ Rod and not Chris Norton, which is, that's my real name, but my stage name is Russ Rod. And tell me what you think the name of my movie should be now, instead of Norton Mountain, what should be? And then, of course, there's another question, which I don't know whether or not I even really want to have, but should I go by the name Russ Rod in my real life, like just going to the supermarket or going to buy you know, condoms. I mean, or at what, you know, doing whatever I'm doing. So do you think I should, if they say, yeah, what you know, do you want to get like a, like they'll ask you, do you want to get a Rite Aid discount card, Mr. Well, what, Mr. Rod, or would it be Mr. Norton? Yeah. Would you like, have you got your Rite Aid discount card, Mr. Rod? Oh yeah, I have it right here. Res Rod. And then the dude will say, wow, you know, I've seen your movies. I mean, that's why I don't want to do it. See, that's why I don't want to do it. Cause I want to remain incognito and everything like that. So be sure to do all that. That's twitter.com/RussiPelican.
Chris Norton returns.
All right, yeah. I got Bob Meat hanging on the phone. I tell you what, man, it's been a long, long, you know, winter, hasn't it?
Tell you what, it's been a cold winter, too. But finally, you're shooting a movie, and I'm very happy to be in it.
David G. Hall is the vice president of syndication for The Phil Henry Show, and he joins us on a newsmaker line right now. I've got to get the phone. You know, I've got a problem here. Stand by, Mr. Hall. Sorry, sir. He's standing by right now on our newsmaker line to talk with me. He's right now. Mr. Hall, Chris Norton here. I'm sorry. I apologize. It took a while. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm good, Chris. And you're the gentleman. My name is Bob Meat. How are you? I'm good, Mr. Meat. Chris, it came to my attention by way of an email, and I'm just going on all the shows to mention this, that my nickname among Phil Henry listeners is Nazi Death Squad. And I'd like for you to tell people that that's not cool, and they should just call me David G.
Wow, that's sus.
That's really bad. Yeah. Well, it's just one of those things. So the name is not Nazi Death Squad. Number two, that I really wanted to call up and say, I really like you being the guest host. Mr. Meat, I appreciate your appearance. The robot baby thing is, I think, groundbreaking. Thank you. And I have an idea that you could be hosting, Chris, a legal hour combining the world of law and the world of adult entertainment, because those two worlds do collide more often than not. Do they not? You know, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Please. You're absolutely right, Mr. Hall. I'm an adult film actor with some 33 years experience, and the number of times we've had films that have been banned in certain markets, the number of times we've had, you name it, any kind of legal problem. We've had the whole, you know, wearing a condom on set.
What, do you like wearing a condom on set, or what?
I don't wear condoms. You got to understand, I'm having sex with a robot. And that's it. See, it's the rope. He's having sex. It's rope. It's a robot. What do you call that? I call it robot sex. Yeah, robot sex.
Well, so because you're having sex with a robot, yeah, it's not really a robot.
It is really a robot, legally defined. That was the brilliance of it. And that's why when I heard that, I went, oh, my God. Oh, my God. We've got a show. So, I don't know, Chris. I want you to think about it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Any chance I get to have my own podcast, that'd be great.
Right. By the way, what do you think of speech therapy? And the only reason why I'm saying that, yeah, you know what, Chris? The only reason I'm saying that, Chris, is I think you've got a beautiful speaking voice. Just a couple of things come across weird. I won't even say that I don't understand you. I do understand you, but it scares me that I do, and I think there's a lot of people out there that may feel the same way.
Well, I mean, are you talking about my sinus?
Yeah. But something tells me it's more than sinuses. I told you about that, Chris, you know.
What? I mean, okay.
Yeah, just a little speech therapy just to see, maybe an MRI of your face to see if there's something going on there. But then I think we got some. I really do.
All right, well, David G. Hall, folks. Thanks a lot, David.
You bet.
David G. Hall, come in. Wow, that's always cool to have, you know, the boss check in.
Yeah, you remember when I had sent you on set, Chris, I said that day that you and I almost had a fight?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was that day. You were going, what, what? And I said, what's the problem?
I couldn't understand what you were saying. you're talking to me about, it was that movie. It was that other movie, that script that you wrote that nobody wanted to make, that Mars Sex Express.
Yeah, what about it?
I didn't understand a word you were talking about. You said Mars Sex Express, Blast Off.
That movie, man, that's a really good script.
It may well be a good script, but you were not exactly the guy to promote it. You were not the spokesman, I don't think. But I'll tell you this. I believe that you have got a good script there. If you just give it to some other guy that can talk.
Well, see, this is the thing that really is not fair. You know, I write a script.
It's not that you can't talk. It's that you can't talk good. And I'm just saying, can you give it to an actor that doesn't have issues with his mouth and the way...
I don't have... I mean, you're saying that no one can understand me? That people have to explain me?
They have to do what?
Never mind, man. Bob Mead has been my special guest. Bob, thanks.
Wait, Chris, I didn't...
And so we're going to continue here. You know, that's the thing. I got to tell you something. It kind of hacks me off a little bit when people say that I'm not... You know, they'll say that they can't understand me, or they have to explain what I'm saying, and it sort of hacks me off, you know, and it's not fair. And I have worked real hard in my career, and you know, you look, man, any given night I'm roped off, and I can guarantee you this: on any given night, it's about 3, 4, 5 babes that definitely know what I'm talking about. My name's Chris Norton, and this is the Chris Norton Splodes Hour, you know. I think that's what I'll call it, Chris Norton Splode. You know? All right. Okay, really, really excited to have on my cousin, Jeff Dowder, from Temple City, California. Actually, Jeff's, I don't know where you're heading to right now, bro, but, you know, thanks for jumping on the line.
What's up, bro?
Hey, Jeff, so what's happening, man?
Well, I mean, a lot of things are happening. You know, you're happening, man. I just got back, though, from... There was a very nice swell in Santa Cruz this past weekend. We're just driving home from... we're spending some time up there. And also, Dark Horse was appearing up there at the Cowbell, which is a club up in Santa Cruz.
Jeff's a surfer, and he's a musician, and, you know, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff you ought to try, bro, instead of... You know, talking about Seth.
Hey, man, you know, to each his own, man, you know?
I get it.
So, your mom was Sisser. Your mom is my mom, Sisser, right?
Yeah, that's right. My mom is the sister of your mom, Aunt Betty.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I think that's the only linkage. Otherwise, I wouldn't know you from... You know,
yeah, that's the sole linkage.
That's it, you know, and the families come from California and everything, and I don't know.
Yeah, we're kind of middle class, working class people.
Yeah, when I first met you, man, you know, we were in junior high school, and you were all, and even then, he was like 11 years old, and he was all going, yeah, and you're walking around, and you had like a, you know, you shove your hand deep into your pocket to make it look like you had a, you know, kielbasa down there.
No, I did not, man. That was actually me. I was 11 years old with a thick thickage down there.
Bullshit. You know something, man?
All right. That's Jeff Dowder, and that is my cousin. He said a word that has to be edited out, unfortunately. My name is Chris Norton, and I want to say this. Jeff, you know, bro, you know, I love you, man, but... You know, you can't be lying and everything. Well, I've been walking around, I'm 12 years old, and I already, you know, had little, you know, chicks and everything, you know, wanting it. And I'm like, you know, 12. And so I won't even go into that, man. You know, I just, but then I got to be 18, and I immediately beelined it to Caballero Films, you know. And I met Rick Gleason. And I also met Brother Glide, who was one of the top porn actors at that time. And Brother Glide, who specialized in, you know, certain types of sass, which you can well imagine. Okay, let me put it to you this way. One of his favorite lubricants was, you know, starts with an A, Glide. Okay, okay. So anyway, I talked to Brother Glide, and I also talked to Rick Grease and Jack Lube, and all of them said, dude, you know, if you want to be in the adult film business, you got to be in the adult film business, see? I go, what? They go, there's no experience like the experience of being in it. And I go, yeah, you know, that makes sense. So I started taking my pants off, and they go, what are you doing, man? I said, well, I want to get in. They said, no, man, you know, come back and apply for a job like a normal human being and all that. I go, oh, yeah, okay, you know, because I was in it. I didn't have the experience that I needed to have. When they said, hey, man, you got to get into the adult film business if you want the experience that you'll need. So I took my pants off and started walking toward the set where I saw, you know, this one chick had, you know, gigantic, they were gigantor, and these dudes are like, what are you doing, man? And I go, oh, sorry. So then I went and I applied. And in the meantime, I went to work for the pharmaceutical company. And a lot of people will ask, you know, hey, man, what's your technique on the pharmaceutical end? I'll just say, you know what? All you have to do, man, is, like, let's say I call a woman up, and I'll pretend I'm on the phone with her right now.
And she'll go, you know, hello? Yeah, hey, how you doing? And right away, what that's done is that relaxes her, so she's fully relaxed. And I go, yeah, what's up? My name's Chris. I'm calling from the pharmaceutical company, and you sound good, you sound tasty. Right away they're flattered, and they're all like, yeah, you know, then you tell me more. So that's my technique.
And I'll get off the phone because it's kind of distracting, but that's generally my technique, and I found that it works pretty good. So anyway, I would do that, and then on the weekends I went over and pulled cable for Caballero Films and Frisco Action Films, and also pulled cable for Nude on the Run, and the Jack Lube Show, and what I mean by pulling cable, a lot of my friends go, "What, you're pulling Girk?" And I go, you know, F you, man, and the horse you rode in on. They go, no, you're like laying cable, and they go, yeah, I bet you are, and I'm like, oh, you know, so that took me about 3 weeks to explain to them what that is. And in the meantime, I'm doing pharmaceutical. So no one can say that I'm not out there working extremely hard, just extremely hard. And I'm out there and I'm busting butt and, you know, and doing every nasty job that come along just so I can have my big break to do the movie that I'm doing now, Rod Mountain. But we do have the contest going on, so you can, you know, be a part of that. Okay, it's Chris Norton. I'm going to be right back here to take a couple more phone calls before we call it a night here. And want to appreciate Mr. Henry for letting me be on this show here, on his show here.
Chris Norton will be right back.
Hey, this is Chris Norton, and I'm going to be a Rusty Pelican later on tonight. I will be roped off probably around 10, since on the West Coast right now, sunny night, it's 7:30, so this is an unusual night. I will not be checking into the Rusty Pelican and getting fully roped off till 10:30. The guy, I'm trying to remember who's going to be on the rope. Oh, it's going to be Jay Boss. We call him the Boss Cutter, and he's going to be on the rope, and he's a good guy, and just walk up to him and say, you know, you're here to give yourself to Chris, and he'll go, you know, he'll take a look at you and make some notes on a clipboard, and then they generally put that on the bar, and your clipboard notes will be passed to me. It takes about 5 minutes for me to review his notes on, you know, your body, your boot, you know, the size of your breasts, okay, and then your butt, and the last thing that he makes note of is what you had to say about anything, because this is not the most, you know, most important thing. So, you know, he'll say, like, for instance, okay, like, how you doing? And a lot of these chicks will just go, bad, 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 and that's a killer, man. He puts down a zero. But if you just say, fine, that's a 10. So just to kind of give you the heads up on that, you know. So I will be at Rusty Pelican, 10:30, later on tonight, me, Chris Norton, roped off again. Jay Boss Cutter, or Jay Boss is going to be on the rope. The Boss Cutter. Yeah. See, man. We also call him the Boss Top. You know. And now, more Chris Norton. All right, man. Let's get back to some phone calls here on the Chris Norton Show. Kind of close things out. And don't forget to make note on Twitter about what you think my movie should be called. We've got a good tagline, which is "See the world, all sissy nine states from Norton Mountain." Then it became "See the world, all sissy nine states from Rod Mountain," and now it's going to have to be "See the world, all sissy nine states." Well, you know, then we'll just, you know, call it something else. Okay, let's go back to our phoners right now, and RC is on the phone here. RC Collins, RC, what's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question, Mr. Norton. I mean, if your movie is called, let's say your movie is called, you know, Rest Rod's Drive-In, okay?
Yeah, what about?
Okay, then the tagline is "See the world, all 69 states from Rex Rod's Drive-In."
Well, I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, then what if it's like, what if it, the movie's called Rex's Rod?
Hey, man, see the world, all 69 states from Rex's Rod? That works fine.
What about Rex Rod's Cellar?
Rex Rod's Cellar?
Yeah, see the world, all 69 states from Rex Rod's Cellar.
And still, man, it works, you know, because it's sort of, in that instance, it's very, like, I don't know what you want to call it. It's like spooky or kind of avant-garde kind of thing.
Okay. What if it was "See the world, all 69 states from up Rex Rod's"?
Okay, thank you. That's R.C. Collins. Is a sort of a, you know, he's sort of notorious, you know, on a Phil Henry show. He's a crank, you know, he's not a crank caller, man. He's a crack caller. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's a crack caller, not a crank caller. Although he's probably got some crank smoke going in his brain tonight and whatever's going on there, man. Interestingly enough, tonight, you're probably saying, why weren't any women calling in to the Rest Rod show? I didn't allow no women. You know, I told the phone screeners, I said, no women, because when that starts, then I got to disappoint a lot of women. I have to break a lot of hearts. They start going, why didn't you take my call? Why didn't you take my call? And then they start showing up, and it gets to be bad. It gets to be real bad. I want to also make note of something. Tonight at the Rusty Pelican, if you're not allowed behind the rope to talk to me, they are serving Gorgonzola burgers. So the line will turn in toward the roped off area. If Jay waves you off, then you'll be directed to the left, and you'll be directed down a pathway to the Gorgonzola Burger, area. Hey, let me tell you what, it's not a bad consolation prize. Okay, go get a what we call the Gorgo, and one chick in particular, which it made the news, so I have to explain. She went straight for the Gorgonzola burgers. She did not stand and wait. She didn't say, hey, man, you know, it's climb time. You know, my name is Betty or whatever. She just, you know, said, hey, how you doing? She waved to Jay and went straight for Gorgo. And so Jay held the lineup, and he went down, and he goes, what are you trying to pull? And she goes, what? And he said, well, you didn't ask to see Chris. And she said, I don't care. And he's like, lesbian, you know. And she said, no, she wasn't. But yeah, sure. Yes, she is. All right. So anyway, the reason why I tell you that story is that there are, Gorgonzola burgers that they have down the line there, or some shit like that. All right, let's go to Cindy here. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Chris. I was a girl that didn't want to come see you. I had the Gorgo. And the man did come on. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm having a Gorgo burger. And he said, well, what about Chris Norton? And I said to him, who? And he said, the stud over there, you're roped off. And I said, so what? And what happened was, he said, well, don't you want to see me? So finally, to get rid of the guy, I farted. And He left. He told the manager. I was led out the door. Did you see me going out with two Gorgo burgers?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. I saw a young woman being escorted out, and you were holding in each hand a Gorgo burger.
Yeah, that was me.
And you farted.
Yeah.
That's like so unsessy, you know?
What do I care?
Well, what do you mean, what do you care? I mean, I'm Chris Norton, and you want to climb it.
No, I don't want to climb anything, Chris, and I don't care. And if it's not sexy...
Well, yeah, but it turns me off.
So?
It turns me off of you.
So what?
You know, I don't believe you.
Believe it, friend. I'd rather eat Gorgo burgers than sit down with you.
All right, you know, later for that.
Fine.
God, what a lesbian. You know, she's forget it, man. She's a lesbian. I you know. That's bull, man. Jesus.
Are you depressed?
What?
Are you depressed?
Well, I mean, you're the janitor, right?
Yeah, we're just here to sweep.
I mean, she's calling and telling me she don't want to, you know, she's going to go for the Gorgonzola.
Yeah, some women are like that, I guess.
Why don't you empty the waste paper basket or something, man?
I just asked you.
Yeah, that's the janitors. You got another guy here.
Yeah, wait, we've been watching the show.
Yeah, there's like garbage everywhere, man.
We're getting to it.
This has been the Chris Norton Show. I appreciate it. I truly, truly do. And of course, this is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One. I'll be seeing you around on the radio and see you at Twitter. That's twitter.com/RussiPelican. See you at the Pelican. I'm roped off tonight at 10:30. There is a Gorgonzola table for you to go get a Gorg burger. If you are not allowed behind the rope to immediately, you know, go back to your condo, not mine. I have to make that very clear. If I do select you, we go back to your place. If it's sanitary and, you know, there's a lot of stuff you got to get through. What you getting through the rope is just one part of the Chris Norton experience. Yeah.